chapter 12 through just some real basic things that you need to understand about government in general, and especially the way and why there's government, what its fundamental purpose is, and what the Bible has to say about it. So Romans chapter 13, let every soul be subject unto higher powers, the higher powers. For there's no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also. For they are God's ministers, attending continually unto this very thing. Render therefore to all their due, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear is fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything, but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Now, this is in a section of the book of Romans.